All right, I'm going to take it from here.
Yeah, you can go. You can go ahead.
Beautiful. Yes, welcome everyone. My name is Kenna Danielle. I'm a seven-time author, founder of the Investiva movement. And today I'm going to try and shrink a three-hour presentation into 57 minutes. So let's go. And my question for you would be, how many of you would like to manage your portfolio in only 1 hour per week, and then the rest of the time just chill with your family while your money is working for you on your behalf? I would love to see your yeses in the chat box. I love interacting with the audience. And so my family's portfolio that I've been managing hit a total of $1.5 million in the first 3 years, and now it is over $8 million actually. And I'm going to share with you my current portfolio in just a little bit. I did not spend any more than an hour per week managing all this, and in fact, my portfolio now continues to grow. And I'm hoping that this is going to be helpful for you. My earnings disclaimer, for some reason, it is showing. There you go. So obviously, you're not going to become a millionaire just by watching this presentation. And my goal when I first started this was not to become a millionaire, was actually not to let the value of my money diminish during the 2008 market crash, if you remember that. How many of you remember that? And so during my journey, throughout my journey to wealth, I've shared my methods in my many books. Four of them have become bestsellers on Wall Street Journal, USA Today, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. I regularly share my timely strategies on Fox, CNN, Yahoo Finance, CNBC, and more. And one request that I have for you is, please be careful when you try to either follow me on social media or something. Only follow the ones that have a blue verified check mark. I have thousands upon thousands of impersonators, and we have been trying to stop them, but they pop out anyway. My only social media profiles and accounts have a blue verified check mark. It's either at Investiva or at Kenna Danielle. Nothing in between, no dots, no numbers. And so my superpower is breaking down the most complicated market phenomena in clear, useful, and approachable ways, as Forbes put. And that's the reason why I've won so many awards for my education system. And I'm not showing this to you to impress you. I'm showing to impress upon you that what is possible, and I actually can help you here. I'm not about fluff. I have been blessed with amazing success, and I have been able to change my students' lives along the way. But most importantly, I'm just a mom, probably a parent just like you. And the only reason why now I do things is for my daughter. And for really making the impact on our thousands and thousands of Investivas and Devos. This is our tribe of ambitious and fun families who want to create a better life, not just for themselves, but for their kids and for the generations to come. And we call ourselves Investivas. There are thousands of us doing this, growing our portfolio every single day, even though some people call it intimidating. We are celebrating six and seven-figure portfolios with our Investivas and Devos every single year. And this is what I promised as of February 27, 2024. This is what my personal portfolio has now compounded into. But this is not my goal for you today. My goal for you is to understand this process and learn it so you can start taking control of your money and your family's money to set them up for life. So put in the comments how many of you are brand new. I'm actually curious. I want to clarify and dedicate this to how many of you are brand. Put in any of the comments if you're brand new to investing anything in money and you have no idea where to start. And put an E in the comments if you're already investing. You have maybe Roth IRAs, a traditional portfolio, maybe you're investing in stocks, crypto, mutual funds, 401k retirement account. I'm curious to see what the audience is here. And my goal is for this presentation to help both types of people, actually. For those of you who are absolute beginners and are super fearful to get started on their own, you'll get a safe and easy strategy to begin your investing journey on the right foot without taking too much risk. And for those of you who are already experienced investors, you are going to continue investing in a way that it will align to your financial goals so that you can actually achieve your goals within a timely manner without taking more risk than you can afford. And even better, you're going to learn how to do this in just 1 hour per week, so that you don't have to take time away from your family, your business, or other things that are important to you. So let me tell you something that you may not have heard before. I guarantee that probably there's a very good chance that everything you've been told about money and what to do with it is wrong. And I was just like that not too long ago, maybe a little bit different, but the same belief systems. And so I was born and raised in Iran to a Jewish family. I was taught that money is the source of all evil. How many of you were taught that money can't buy happiness or some sort of negative around money? Now, what's interesting is that I then studied electrical engineering in Japan for 7 years, and I found out that Japanese people also had similar belief systems around money. In Japan, I became a regular guest at a Japanese TV show. So that show paid me a bunch of money and I had all of it sitting in a bank. But then something very interesting happened in 2008. What happened? It was the recession. And we were talking about this on my TV show. And one of the panelists on the show said that the governments are printing money to save the economy. And I was like, what does that mean? I had no idea about money back then. And he said, what that means is that leaving your money in the bank is actually like setting it on fire. When the governments print money, what happens is that your money is losing value every moment that is sitting in the bank. So that set me on fire. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want my money's value to go down, but I don't know anything about money. I really suck at math and I have no idea how to do these things. So I asked around anything about this and I found out maybe the best thing I can do is to find a financial advisor to manage my money and invest it on my behalf. And I was thinking it has to be better than just sitting in the bank. And I thought the money manager is going to have my best interest at heart. And it turned out not so much. We learned that they had their best interest when they invest your money in stuff that make them more money through the commissions that they get paid, the partners and companies they invest in. Index funds, by the way, is another form of this. I know the index funds hype is real, but I'm not a big fan of that either. And on top of that, money manager, what they do is that they take a commission on what little money that you make too. And they, in fact, underperform the market average by 86%. So money managers who are supposed to be good at investing actually lose money compared to the market average. And a couple of years later, I got fired from my job, went through a massive heartbreak, and I really needed money to pay rent. I didn't have money to pay rent. I called up my money manager that I had invested in with, and he said, okay, yes, you can get your money back, but you need to pay a 75% penalty because you're taking it out early. What that means is that I put in 100K, came out with 25,000. Great investment, right? Not so much. And I was really angry. I felt absolutely defeated, played with. And I was like, enough is enough. I'm going to take things into my own hands. And I became obsessed with learning everything and anything about finance, wealth. I studied for the CFP and CMT and CFA, all of these fancy C-level titles that money managers had. I worked on Wall Street, learned the different strategies. And now, on average, I double my wealth, if not more, year after year, which means I don't have to rely on money managers. I'm not losing money to inflation in the bank. And I'm not even relying on my husband either. I'm in control of my financial future, no matter what life throws at me, which has given me a huge sense of peace of mind. How many of you would give anything for peace of mind? Let me know in the comments. I would love to see you. So now you can see why investing your money, you obviously are here and you already know that leaving your money in the bank is like buying a Chanel bag or a new car. The moment it comes out, it loses its value. Giving your money to a money manager is like handing your new car to a teenager to drunk drive it to a bar and then demand you a bunch of money to give it back to you. But investing is like buying a limited edition Hermes bag or a Lamborghini and selling it for more money to a car fanatic. So again, I'm curious to know what you guys are doing right now with your money. Is it in a bank? Is it in a 401k? Is it in a Roth IRA? Is it with a money manager? Are you day trading? What is going on with your money right now? And I'm going to point this out as well, because it's for women here. As someone who comes from a traditional family, I totally get it how easy it is to just leave off anything money to your husband. But unfortunately, one of the biggest myths ever told about out there is that your husband will take care of your finances. And I'm not saying this to scare you, but the reality is that the average age of widowhood is just 59, and we live longer in general. There is no reason you shouldn't be taking control of your money right now. And the sooner you accept this reality, the better off you will be. There are just a few of our hundreds of thousands of investivas who have used the strategies I'm about to show you to take control of their financial future. Misty 10x'd her initial investment in 18 months. Melissa is a single mom, no financial background, took the investiva journey. And now she implemented the tactics and saw results year after year. And you should see results just like her if you use the exact things that I'm about to show you as well. Here are Amy, Grace, Tristan, Michelle. We're celebrating their 100K and 500K club award. This means that there are gains on their portfolio. And this typically happens within a year to 2 years. This is, for example, Sophia celebrating her 100K award with us at Investiva Live this couple of months ago. And then it was mid-year last year. And then 5 months after that, she actually hit $200,000 in her portfolio. She is a violin maker. She's an artist. She's not a financial genius. So if she can do it, so can you. These are the things I'm about to show you. The three secrets to take control of your financial future. Secret number one is the no sweat investing, the easiest, low risk way to start controlling your money right now. Secret number two, the no math investing, why being a math whiz can actually cost you when it comes to investing. Secret number three, the no time investing, how to make profitable investments in just 1 hour per week, even if you're super busy. Secret number one, let's start with that, the easiest, low risk way to start controlling your money right now. So, you may have heard a lot of trade things about trading in this summit here. So, and when I tell just complete newbies first that they should start investing, the first thing they usually say to me is that, "But Kiana, isn't investing risky?" If you've ever heard stories about how somebody lost a bunch of money in the stock market, you can probably relate to this, right? So, after I got screwed over by my money manager, I decided to go and work on Wall Street. I was working at the New York Stock Exchange. And I was dying to start diving into the markets. And I was learning back then, and I didn't have much experience trading. And I wasn't really confident in my choices. But what I did have going for me was that I was surrounded by all the best traders and investors out there at the New York Stock Exchange, right? So I was watching what they were doing and making my choices based on what they were doing, what they were telling me to do. I went all in with my savings of $15,000 at the time. Was super excited to grow this, but that didn't get me too far. I kept following what everybody else was saying, and guess what happened? I lost my entire $15,000 in that account, entire savings. Again, I was upset, disappointed. I'm like, how could I have lost all of that money when I was just listening to what these experts were telling me to do? They were like making millions. What am I doing wrong? And that is when I got introduced to Guy Spier, who came to me and said, "Kiana, I know you have a lot of potential." He's BFFs with Warren Buffett, by the way. "But you're doing everything wrong." And I'm like, "What do you mean? I'm doing what everybody else is telling me to do." And he says something that completely changed my life forever. He said that you have to stop trading and you have to start investing. And I was like, "Isn't trading and investing the same thing?" And he said, "No." So what I was doing when I lost that $15,000 was trading. I was trying to make a quick profit, which is always very risky. And this is how trading and investing are different. Trading is always high risk because you're trying to guess whether the stock is going to go up, down, sideways, or crypto for that matter. Investing, some people here are real estate, that is investing, right? It's not trading. Investing, there's always risk involved, but it's typically lower risk because you're choosing investments that will increase in the longer term. And trading is done with a shorter term in mind. Investing is a long-term goal. When people often get into trading, they're hoping for that get rich quick method where they can quit their job, go live on the beach somewhere. And unfortunately, that is when they end up making very, very risky trades, lose all of their money. And then the worst thing that can actually happen to you as a trader is that if you win money, then you got to get confident and you're going to go back in and then lose up all of it later. I used to work at a broker. I know how these things work. The only people who can actually make money by trading, specifically day trading, are those who put millions of dollars into the market and are glued to their screen all day. I know I'm pissing some people off here right now. Because you're like, "No, I'm trading, I'm making money." I was too. I literally wrote a book on forex trading, published by McGraw Hill, and I used to teach it as a professor at Brooke College in New York. After 5 years of profitable trading, that is when I got glowed up and I got kicked out. But when you invest, you can start, and not to mention that if you start small with trading, you obviously have to go on a lot of leverage. Chances are you're gonna get kicked out of the market just like I did, faster than you make any money. But when you invest, you can start with a little initial amount, like I did after the fact. I'm going to show you how. And then without risking too much, you're going to slowly grow your portfolio. Lastly, true day trading is an all-time job. In order to be an effective day trader, you have to sit in front of the computer, just like be glued. And also, obviously, you have to start with a lot more money with trading if you don't want to go on leverage. But when you're investing, even at the scale that I do, making $1 million per year right now, and even more at this point, it only takes me an hour every 2 weeks. I'm going to show you exactly how that is done in secret number three here. So I took Guy's advice and started a new account with $500. And I started making my own investments, ignoring all the hype and trends and clickbaits and what other people on Wall Street wanted me to do. In 3 years, I got pregnant with my daughter. We wanted to buy a house. I'm like, I need a bigger house because my in-laws, I don't want them to come and like be at my face all the time. So we needed we had $350,000 set aside for the down payment of the house, but we found this new bigger house. I'm like, oh my gosh, we need an additional 50K. I'm like, let me look at my portfolios. And this was just one of them, the one that has started with $500 investing. And in 3 years, I found out that that 500 account had grown into $53,000, which means it had grown 100 times the initial investment. So what do? I took that 500 account and grew it into a $50,000 additional down payment on my house. In some cities, this 50K alone could cover the entire down payment of the house. This is not day trading. Can you see the power of investing? I never would have been able to do that and contribute to our dream home if my $500 obviously was just sitting in the bank, right? So I want to know what you are going to do in 3 years, in 10 years from now, when your money is slowly but surely compounding year after year after year. What if instead of $500, you start with $10,000, turn to 100K, like 500K or $1 million, like all of our members here at Investiva? What would you pay for travel, buy a house, help your family? Think in your head, what would you do with this compounded money that is growing in your account year after year after year? So now you're thinking, okay, if you're a beginner, you're like, okay, that's cool. Great. What do I start? Do I invest in a Roth IRA? Is it a 401k? Do I do crypto? Is it stock? So here's a five-step process that we're going to cover. So for newbies here, the first thing you want to do, you want to put your emergency fund in a high-yield savings account. Discover and American Express are my favorite. The second thing you want to do is that, yes, you do want to max out your Roth IRA, $6,500 per year. You can do that with Fidelity or Charles Schwab. And then after that, I'm the very big fan of traditional accounts, because that means this is the only way a traditional account with a broker is the only way they can actually liquidate. If you need that cash, you can actually access it. Roth IRAs are locked in. If you take it out early, you're going to have to pay a fee, but they do grow tax-free. So I like them. I max them out, but then everything after that goes to my traditional account. TD Ameritrade is now owned by Charles Schwab. Mine is in the middle of switching into it right now. Interactive Brokers is great for options. Public, Webull, Fidelity, E-Trade, Robinhood, really all of them, as long as they're SEC approved, they are fine. And if you're international, this is a screenshot you want to take. Step number two is identify your risk tolerance. Okay, so this is it. Not taking this step is the exact reason why 96% of traders eventually lose money in the markets, because they are blindly following the market noise, or they are getting too confident or greedy or hyped up or fearful without having a plan that is the exact fit for their ability and their willingness to take a risk. In my risk management toolkit, you can calculate this on your own, and you can get it for free, by the way, if you go to investiva.com. Without doing any math, by picking up your smartphone, punching in some numbers, and this is how your ability and your willingness to take a risk are different. Most people, when we talk about risk tolerance, they're thinking about their willingness to take a risk. Oh yeah, I have a high risk tolerance. No. There are two different things. When I was single in New York, I didn't have money. My willingness to take a risk was high because I didn't have any dependents, but my ability to take a risk was low because I wasn't making any money. Fast forward, when I gave birth to my daughter, my brain was on snooze. My willingness to take a risk went down, but my husband got a bonus, so our ability to take a risk went high. I adjusted my system. So when I was on maternity leave, my system was making me an average $9,580 per month. How many of you would like to make $9,580 per month on maternity leave? Raise your hands and let me know if that's you. Step number three is break down your goals, short term, medium term, and long term. You can't just say, hey, I just want to make a bunch of money. It doesn't work that way. You need to understand, are you investing for income? Are you investing for retirement? Are you investing for generational wealth? When I first got started, I had just got fired from my job. I needed money to pay rent. So I was investing to make an income. I did it in the wrong way. But now for my dad, for example, he's 82, investing for income. We have a different strategy for him. For my daughter, she's 5. I have a different strategy for her. And obviously for me, I have a different strategy for me and my family. So what is your short-term, long-term, and medium-term goals? Write that down. Do not make an investment strategy before doing this. Step number four, picking assets that match your risk tolerance and goals. So, and then I'm going to get into that in just a little bit. Step number five, we're going to cover these two in detail in just a little bit. Step number five then becomes creating a strategy around each asset using my system, award-winning system, by the way, that I call my InvestDiva Diamond Analysis, or IDDA for short. Recap the five steps. Step number one, get an app. Robinhood, Fidelity. Step number two, create an account, right? Step number two, identify your risk tolerance. Number three, break down your goals. Step number four, pick assets that match your risk tolerance. And step number five, create a strategy using my IDDI system that, again, match your risk tolerance and your time frame. I'm going to show you how a couple of our invest divas. Here's Cynthia, single mom, freelance social media manager, no experience in investing ever, started with the Invest Diva journey with my system, made her first dollars in only 2 months, and how has now tripled her money rocking. Darlene was trading when she got into the Invest Diva move, but she wasn't doing very well. In fact, she was losing money. She came in, went through the Invest Diva journey on my system. 9 short months later, she grew her diversified account by 47%, a lot better than the market average that was just 8% that year. And she told me that her husband almost fell off the chair when he saw her portfolio, and he was so shocked and so very impressed. This is Grace from Australia. She works in healthcare, knew nothing about investing, got in, applied my system. Within a year, she grew her assets by 200%. She went from being a 1K diva to 10K diva and more. And then she came to our Invest Diva Live event and celebrated her 100K award. So how many of you now can see that investing your money is the easiest, low-risk way to start controlling your money right now? Somebody raise your hand, say me in the comments. And so let's get to secret number two, which is the no math investing. Why being a math whiz can actually cost you when it comes to investing. What? What do I even mean by that? So this is the biggest question that I get typically, that Kiana, this is so cool. Yeah, I want to invest, but I suck at math. I was, you know, never good at school. I'm not smart. My brain, like, I have kids. So I want you to know something about me is that, yes, I did study electrical engineering at school, but I was not good. I did not have supernatural gifts. I got into this because in Iran, immigrant families, they just push their kids to become engineers and doctors. I was struggling with math so much that they had to get me a tutor here in Japan to help me with math. And that is why what I actually absolutely love about investing is that you don't have to worry about math whatsoever. And this is how I know. This is my husband, Matt. He's from Australia, and he's an actual rocket scientist. He designed the world's fastest helicopter, the Sikorsky's X2, and he's just a genius. And so when we got together, he put his money into my investment account. We started investing together in a joint account. Right off the bat, he thought that he could outsmart my system because he's basically a math genius. And I was like, first, I was like, sure. Like, after all, he is a math genius. So he probably knows better than me. And so even though I didn't like his mansplaining, I started listening to him. Now, while he's good at picking tech stocks because of his background, when it comes to the actual system and strategy, things started to go south from there. Every time we made money based on his suggestions and the strategy, it was like, you see, I told you. And then every time we lost or the markets went down, we'd get super upset. He wanted to show off or like make it back and come up with a quick math solution to make up for the losses. And we were just digging a deeper hole. It was like being in a casino, losing, then taking more money out of the ATM. So the moral of the story is that no matter how you are good you are with math, what you need to know is that the markets, like, it really doesn't matter. The markets aren't about math. They are about psychology and managing your emotions. That's it. And that's why my system works, because it strategizes the psychology of the market. You can especially see the negative impacts of the crash psychology when the markets crash, right? Time of economic downturns, people's emotions kick in, try to solve a short-term problem, but instead create a long disaster. So, side note, research shows that women are better at long-term investing than men, specifically because of their longer-term outlook, and that they're not investing to win a game. It is not based on the masculine energy. Although some women do have the masculine energy, and I used to like trade based on that. But if you actually get into a feminine, and men can do that too, it's going to show you better results. There was actually this company back in the day that would like literally insert estrogen in their male traders so that they perform better. So my husband finally swallowed his pride. Wasn't really good for our relationship back in the day, but now we're better. But he realized that my investing system is getting better results than his math. And so that's why he gave up trying a system. And then at some point, half of his annual income was coming through an investment account that I managed, doing zero math. And now he is actually retired, which is super duper. So I was able to retire my rocket scientist. So this is where this system is about. This is the Invest Diva Diamond. Just like a diamond, it has five points. And the points are these. We have intentional capital, fundamental, technical, and sentiment. And the asset, so the first 2 points are the things that we just covered before. The next 3 points are the strategy. And fundamental point is asset picking. And you want to pick assets that suit both your risk tolerance and financial goals. We call this fundamental point. But when it comes to asset picking, I do things differently. Instead of looking at companies' short-term financials and going through their thousands of previous quarters' financial reports when it comes to picking an asset, I do not care about earnings. Earnings are a lagging indicator. They suck at predicting the future. Instead, for my long-term value investing, I look for category kings. I look for companies that improve life, companies that solve problems, allow us to do things better, faster, and cheaper. And most important of all, we invest in companies that do something good for the humankind because probably they're going to stay around for a while. We don't invest in jerks. So Warren Buffett says when picking an asset, look at it as if you're going to buy the whole company. Keanu Daniels says when picking an asset, look at it as if you're going to find the one to get married and stick with them through sickness and in health. So out of all of the thousands of companies that are out there, big or small, who is the one? If you could only buy one, who is the one? And of course, in secret number three, I'm going to show you why it's actually a good plan to plan for a divorce when it comes to asset picking. But for now, let's just choose the one. And then you can also practice polygamy if you want. Don't get weird. All right. So we get from here to the fourth and the fifth points of the diamond, which is my specialty. So point four is technical, which again, has nothing to do with long-term growth potential. Undervalued assets, we're going to find the undervalued assets because again, as Ray Dalio says, the best companies may not be the best investments because they may be overvalued. So I use Ichimoku and Fibonacci to figure out if this asset is actually undervalued. And we also check out the market sentiment and actually go against it. So basically, this allows us to do what? We want to buy at a lower price and sell high, right? Everybody wants to do that. And it's not just me. It's not just you. It's everybody around the world. So this is exactly where I have been able to beat the boys of Wall Street at their own game. And this is how this happened. I learned about this system when I was consulting for a big Wall Street company that did frequency trading. And they wanted to expand their service in Japan. Of course, I speak Japanese, so I ended up traveling back to Japan with them a bunch of times at one of the corporate after parties. One of the Japanese clients and I started talking, and he talked about this Japanese indicator that helps their company in Japan figure out what the boys of Wall Street or Wall Street firms are doing so they can go and beat them at their own game. So how this works is that, again, first point of the IDDA is understand your risk tolerance. You're going to know if your risk tolerance is low, medium, or high. Right. And then you plug it in into the system. It's kind of like the ski slopes, right? So if you're a beginner, you're lower risk, you go down the green. If you're expert like me, by the way, I'm a double black diamond skier, you go down the black. And this Japanese system is kind of like that. If you're high risk tolerance, pick a high risk asset, use the first signal. If you're medium risk tolerance, choose a medium risk asset, use the second signal. If you're low risk tolerance, pick a low-risk asset and use the third signal. If you're somewhere in between, mix and match. This is an example of how this works. How many of you remember, or how many of you actually have tried eating at Chipotle? So back in 2017, they closed down all the restaurants because they made people sick with that virus that they had going on. And my system showed me that Chipotle is fast becoming undervalued. And if I have a medium risk tolerance, I should actually buy Chipotle at 270. So it wasn't right away. That is how much I should have waited before I bought for this specific particular risk tolerance that I had. Because how many of you would love to buy stuff on sale? And so that's exactly what happened. I set up my system and 270 worked for me for my risk tolerance. And I bought only 37 Chipotle shares when it dropped. And only 15 months later, the stock price was above and beyond. I gained a 202% return on this, which means I made $30,000 of pure profit in just over 1 year without doing any math. And now I get to eat Chipotle every day. So in secret number three, I'm going to show you how you can do this spending less than an hour per month, even if you're super busy. But for now, you see why my husband can't beat me. You see exactly what I do. And that math has absolutely nothing to do with your ability to make good investments in the markets. Literally anybody can do it. Look at Devra, who took into our premium investing group, celebrated her diva win and said, I love this, taking profits, 9K in only 45 days. This is Tristan. We have a lot of invest divos as well. Celebrated his 100K award within 5.5 months of implementing my system. And then 6 months later, he hit 200K. And just under 2 years, he is like 500K, which was absolutely amazing. This is another one of our members. He first celebrated his 100K profit back in 2020. And then in 2022, he messaged me, he DM'd me to celebrate his $1 million. Oh, he's a police officer. And so, team, with that, now I've shown you why you don't need to do any math when investing and you don't have to take more risk than you can afford. But now you might be asking, okay, can I get it? I know I should be investing on my own and I get it that I don't have to take more risk than I can afford. And I totally see what I don't need to be a math whiz to be profitable, but I'm very busy. How can I find time to do this? And I want you, if you're not busy and somebody else in your family is busy, I want you to teach them this because this is just so powerful. So this is secret number three, the no time investing. How to make profitable investments in just 1 hour per month, even if you're super busy. And so I get it. Everybody is busy. Like this is the whole thing is about making your money work for you, right? So the first 2 points of the diamond analysis that I just showed you, you're going to take a minimal amount to set up and you only have to do it once a year or when something major happens in your life, like when you have children, buy a house. So you agree that that part is actually not the issue, right? You have to do it, but it's not the consistent going ongoing thing that you have to do. But maybe you're worried that you have to be stuck to a screen all day, invest and time the market. So the thing is, back when I first started investing, I paid way closer attention to the market than I do now. And I would spend hours and hours every single day analyzing the trends, trying to find the next best move. And I even used to report on them for big financial companies globally. After I had my daughter, my hands were obviously pretty full and I had a business to run as well. I was writing books and all these things. And she was taking 90% of my time. And then the rest of the 10%, I was just so exhausted. How many of you are parents here who didn't get any sleeps when you had kids? So it was impossible to keep up the way that I used to. So what I started to do instead of being stuck to my screen all day was that I started to check the markets only once per day in one of my 15-minute pumping sessions when my daughter was asleep. So I went from hours per day to only investing 15 minutes to manage my accounts. Then I took it a step further, shrunk it to only once per week. And I'm going to show you the snapshot of my system in action. I've taken a bunch of things out to make it more simple. This is way back in 2018 before Tesla's stock split. I have a reason why I'm showing you such an old snapshot. So bear with me. In August 15, 2018, my system showed me that the price of Tesla stock could go down because this line, can everybody see this, broke below this green cloud over here. That is the Ichimoku signal that matches my risk tolerance. And then my Fibonacci system showed me that it could go down to as low as $262. And instead of constantly checking my charts to see when the prices get there, I simply told my Robinhood app at the time that that's where I used to invest with to buy Tesla at 262 whenever it reaches it. This is called a buy limit order. And after I placed the buy limit order, which literally takes less than a minute, I go about my day, forget about any investing. And once my buy limit order goes through at that price, I get a notification from my app saying that my order has been executed. Yay. So now what I do, I want to use my system to find a good price to sell, to take profit. Again, this doesn't have to be immediate because remember, we're not day traders. I have plenty of time to take my next action. So I monitor my system once per week. On October 25th, the price broke above this cloud, the Ichimoku cloud. And the Fibonacci system showed me that the optimal price to sell for a medium risk investment is at 327. This is called a sell limit order. So I tell my app to sell at 327, go about my life. That means in just a few months, I earned $65 per Tesla share. If I had bought 100 Tesla shares with the system, it would have made $6,500 just like I did. If you do the math here, this means I earned about $1,300 per minute of the time that I spent on doing this. How many of you would like to take over to make over $1,000 per minute? Everybody, right? And in fact, from 2017 to 2020, my system had created multiple opportunities for Tesla for me and our premium investing group members who had medium to high risk tolerance to get in out, buy cheap, sell high, buy again low, sell again at a higher price, not on a daily basis, but over and over again over months, making a combined 3,000% profit. And it's still making us profit because Tesla is one of the most volatile and also great stocks out there for the system. If somebody had just bought Tesla without getting in and out of this particular asset, again, some assets are different. Again, for each asset, we study their personality and apply the system to that stock's personality. And it is really, really amazing to study the asset's psychology as well as the market psychology around it. So this is how you can snowball effect or compound investment. This is one of our Steve-O's who was like, oh my gosh, my little investment in Investiva has compounded to all of this. So buy and sell limit orders are basically my secret weapon when it comes to investing as a schedule. They're kind of like use the crock pot. You just set them, forget them, come back to eat the profits. And you let it compound over and over again. So now using this, I take even less time to make my investments. And every 2 weeks I go live with my platinum and accelerators, and we mastermind about the markets, set up our buy and sell limit orders, and go about our weeks, and then come back and adjust all the profits. This is Misty. She's a busy mom, a yoga teacher. She's been battling with Lyme disease for many years, and her healthcare isn't covered by insurance. Really wanted to do something with her inheritance, make it grow, so that she can use it towards her out-of-pocket medical expenses. She didn't know much about investing. So she invested in some stock that she had heard from her brother that was supposed to be the next big thing. And you guys, she lost all of her inheritance of around $100,000 within a month. The company she invested in, all of her money went bankrupt and was delisted from the stock exchange. So now she had no lump sum of money. She had to continue to pay for her healthcare out of pocket. And even though she's a successful entrepreneur, she has her own yoga practice, at the end of the day, she had nothing to show for it. And in fact, she was getting into a huge amount of debt. That's when she got in with the Investiva system, spent some time getting the stuff figured out. And when she was done, she was able to set up her perfect portfolio with the system that I just showed you. Look what happened. She paid off her medical expenses. And this is what she wrote in our premium investing group on the Facebook group. So we were very grateful that we've been able to use my hashtag DivaWin proceeds in order to assist in paying for medical care and additional expenses over the years. Team, imagine if she has started with this system before she lost her whole inheritance. She made $16,000 starting with almost nothing. And this is what makes me motivated to continue doing what I do, even though I literally don't have money anymore. Isn't this amazing? I want results like this for you. This is the mission that we are on. And I want to know, what would an extra $16,000 do for you? What would that cover your healthcare, your vacation, maybe cover college? Every week we get new Diva wins and Diva wins. Multiple 100K divas and divos, many families who are now working towards becoming a millionaire diva. Here's look at Heather here. She was excited to break above 20K. And then shortly after that, this is 2022, she got into the 500K club. We get so many diva wins. I can't even possibly share all on one screen. And we celebrate them. We go to exotic places to celebrate and wear your Investiva t-shirts. And this is what the journey at Investiva typically looks like. Many people, I'm not sure how many of you are newbies here, but some of you are here at stage three. You don't know how to start. You're just learning about these things. Maybe you have no money. Maybe you're fearful. And so even if you're here, you're going to come in, you're going to become an in-control diva or divo. You're going to become then step two, become an invest diva. You're going to start investing. Then you're going to become a 100K diva. Then you're going to become compounding diva, just like Tristan and Heather and Tanya, a lot of our members. You're going to become a millionaire diva or divo right after that, just like Ed and myself and a lot of, again, of our members, like I just showed you. So I'm wondering, how many of you think that you can actually implement the things, the very simple things that I just showed you? and move on to the next step of your Investiva journey and become an in-control diva, knowing exactly what your financial situation is and create strategies around that, then become an Investiva, implement the investment strategy that will take you to your short-term goals and then get you to 100K diva, just like Grace, and then start compounding and then become a millionaire. And on the flip side, for the newbies here, I'm wondering how many of you were feeling a bit overwhelmed because I was going super fast and I covered some things super fast. And I'm sure that to some of you, maybe this is what I look like. I'm like blah, 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 blah. So how many of you feel like this is what I looked like? So I do have a question for you, but do you think that if you followed this, if you did what I showed you, step number one, secret number one, downloaded an app, created your traditional portfolio, even you can do this with Roth IRA, then broke down, identify your risk tolerance, broke down your goals, then followed what I talked about in secret number two, go asset picking, create a strategy that is unique to your risk tolerance again, using the IDDA, and analyze the market from the fundamental, sentimental, technical points of the diamond. And then you place a buy and sell limit orders exactly when my weird Japanese Ichimichi, is actually Ichimoku, investing system told you to do so. Do you think it could be a successful? I'm curious. So how many of you want to become my next 100K Diva success story? This is my mission. This is what we're here for. And so I have spent obviously hundreds of thousands of dollars going through the Certified Financial Planning Program, Chartered Market Technician, Financial Educators Council, spending years and years digesting all of their intimidating vocabulary, compiling them into a simple process that anybody can understand. I interned on Wall Street. I worked with the best at New York Stock Exchange, and of course, lost a ton of money in trial and error, which brings the whole thing well over $100,000 spent. And if you actually consider the missed out opportunity on the compounding, that brings it to millions of dollars. So I'm wondering how many of you would like to figure out my system right now so you can start compounding the right way right now. And the trick question would be, how many of you would prefer to spend time in trial and error to figure things out on your own? And in the meantime, miss out on compounding, probably lose a bunch of money, just like the other 96% of traders who lose all of their family's money in the financial markets. Nobody, right? And that is why I know it is my obligation to share with you what I've learned the hard way, so I can help you get to where I am today faster and without all of the stress and the money loss and missed out opportunities in compounding. And that is what the Investiva movement is all about. And I'm curious if that would be helpful for you. I would love to answer your questions as well. And I do have something to share with you. Would it be helpful for you if I shared with you what it is that I'm talking about? And yes, I do have something to sell here, which is absolute not no brainer. But if it's not okay, that's absolutely fine. I'm here to answer your questions as well. I know that we don't have much time over here. So if it's okay with you, I'm going to share this with you. So this is the three steps. Yes, that'll be very helpful. Thank you, Raul, for letting me know. So here are the three steps to make your money work for you while you sleep so you can create the future that you desire. If you follow these three steps, you will be successful. So step number one is, this is our brand new offer. And this is Getting in Investing Jumpstart. This is our three-week course. We have a much more complex and another course as well. But this one, I believe, is the best way to jumpstart your portfolio the right way. And you get in week one, you're going to calculate your risk tolerance the right way. You're going to set up your financial plan. You're going to make your first dollar using the system like a pro. You're going to type in hashtag Diva Win. You're going to get a special package at your door, kind of like this, as you can see. And then you're going to become a 1K Diva. You're going to become a 10K Diva. You're going to become a 50K Diva and a 100K Diva, just like hundreds of our members. This is a self-study course portion of this. You're going to jumpstart your investment portfolio. We have one of the highest Trustpilot review rates, literally out of all of the coaches, including Tony Robbins, by the way, who has like their Trustpilot two stars or something. We have Paula, who was like, this course is like nothing else. People feel confident about building their portfolio. And here is Esteban, who got in $64,000 above 64 4 in only 2 weeks. Like the results here are insane. 75% return on investment, which is literally 10 times better performance than the market average. So this is what could be possible for you when you invest in the investing jumpstart. So I put the total value of this at $5,000. I'm not going to charge you this, but it's worth, as you can see, hundreds of times more if you consider the compounding impact of this as well. The second thing is, all right, what else are you going to need to jumpstart investments the right way and make your money work for you without getting stuck, without falling for the clickbaits and pump and dumps and market noise and volatility? That's what happened back when I lost all of my money following the market noise, right? And my heart sunk and I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't want you to feel that way. So that's why when you invest today, I'm also going to give you 30-day free membership to our premium investing group, also known as the PIG. It's kind of like cheating. You're going to come in and we have coaches there and we have my portfolio as well, and copy what we're doing there. And you're going to get our platinum coaches there who go live every single week. This morning, I had a session with our premium investor. We call it a rapid fire, and I went through hundreds of stocks. I shared with them my top AI picks that are not Nvidia, that are the new picks that, by the way, I invested in Nvidia and AMD. AMD was $1. Nvidia was like $7 when we started investing back in 2015. And now we have some alternatives. If you're interested in AI, you do not want to miss out on Premium Investing Group. It is the bomb. Like, oh my goodness. And so it is going to save you so much time because you don't have to listen to Jim Cramer or CNBC and get their advice. And you're going to have so much savings because you don't have to pay Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg. And you're going to have peace of mind and serenity because you don't have to go in and listen to the news and get overwhelmed. This is all about celebrating you, giving you exactly what you need and nothing more than that. So you can go ahead and live your life. And so that is how the Premium Investing Group has been helping thousands of our members just speed savings and serenity. And the value of it, you're going to get step-by-step investing strategy coaching calls, analyzing your assets live, category investing, using my system, obviously, the membership area. We are also implementing AI into this so that based on my system, you can basically create your strategies. My AI is going to help you do that. The ultimate monthly investing strategy cheat sheet that we're going to give you, and the access to my rapid fire sessions, all the good stuff. The total value is over $600 to $6,000. You're going to get 30 days of it for free just to test drive it when you invest today. And people come in and they're like, an investment in Kiana has paid for a time over. This is even 2018. This is like back in the day. Like I've been in this for a very, very long time. Our people are still here, still making money. Kelly program has been worth every cent. Obviously, we have our $1 million portfolio winners. And so far, what you're going to get is the Investing Jumpstart program. You're going to get 30 days free mentorship. Total value is $11,000. Now, I have added this thing because obviously I'm also an entrepreneur. And some of you are like, oh my gosh, I don't even have money to start. Or what if I run out of money? I can't compound. How many of you would rather have more money? Because as you know, if you invest more, you're going to compound more. Yes. I am an author. I make money. I have a business. And then I put that money into my portfolio and I compound, I accelerate my compounding. So I want to give you this gift. And as you know, the average millionaire has at least five income streams. How many of you would like to have an automated income stream so that you can set it up and then increase your income so that you can contribute to a portfolio more? So this is a brand new thing that I'm including in my portfolio, is Income Ninja Hacks, exactly how I you the exact framework basically that I used to retire my husband from $500 that accelerated our portfolio like rapidly, right? Crazy pants. So Income Ninja Hacks, the total value of it is $5,000. Total value today is $16,756. And this is what it helps you. You're gonna increase your income. And you're going to compound it through investing. And this is how this avalanche happened. But of course, once you make all of this money, your new problem is going to be taxes. How many of you hate paying taxes? Now, I'm going to tell you a secret. Last year, I grossed about $3 million throughout my investments and entrepreneurship. Federal taxes, I paid only $107. Everything is legal. We use the exact same tax methods that the Rockefellers use. And I am going to share this with you as well once you get in today. And of course, we have so many testimonials here, but I'm running out of time and I'm just going to share with you what it is that I'm what the investment is today. Once again, you're going to get the Investing Jumpstart $5,000 value. You're going to get 30 days free in the Premium Investing Group. This alone is $6,000 value. You're going to get my Income Ninja Hacks. Even if you get just the recording of my Rapify this morning, you're going to make so much money. Like just getting for this, if you're like, oh, I'm not a beginner. You're going to get my Income Ninja Hacks so that you can make more money so you can control you. And you're going to get Secret Tax Loopholes. Priceless. Total value is $16,756. And of course, that all this debt was just got you making your money work for you without falling for the even volatile markets. It would be worth it, right? Because you're going to have that peace of mind. You're going to grow your money safely year after year so you can retire a million. All this did was just that. Would it be worth a $16,000 investment? Yes, right? And so yeah, you can see this is an amazing deal at $16,000. We have sold this at even more than this in the past. But of course, now I'm on a mission to help as many people as possible. You can see why it's an amazing deal at even at $5,997, which is the its normal price for public. But because you're here, because I'm long-term friends with the organizers up here, I wanted to give you an absolute sweet deal that you cannot resist. But of course, it's going to be available just right now. And so you're going to get started for just one payment of 555. If you believe in angel numbers, this is your sign. So go to investingjumpstart.com. And if that doesn't work, and by the way, this is not, you can go to, my screen froze. This is a power course, actually. This is not what I'm offering today. I don't know why my screen is froze. You can go to wealthdiva.com/go-to if the link that was just shared isn't working. My computer is crashing and I have 1 minute to go. It is crashing. So with that team, there you go. Just one investment, one payment of 555. You get all of the things. We have money back guarantee, 30-day money back guarantee. You can get in, do all the things, get all the advice and get out. Again, I don't need your money. This is just my way of giving back to the community. And so here you go, wealthdiva.com/go-to. And so that was my presentation. 1 minute to spare. And of course, team, I have one thing to add. This is just $1.50 per day to get you on the right path of your money work for you. So I hope you enjoyed this. And I cannot wait to celebrate your success inside our premium investing group.